Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Antonio Carvajo, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. We've been talking over the last couple days about Our Lady as a model of disciples. We're going to continue that conversation today, but let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the model, for the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary. May we follow her example, follow her model as we grow closer to Christ our Lord. And we ask this through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Father, I thought we could continue our conversation on Our Lady, but especially look at one of the most important ways in which she shows that she's a disciple of the Lord and shows us how to be a disciple of the Lord, namely what we call the Annunciation. Now, our listeners might want to reference the Bible, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Luke 1, 26 through 38. And of course, you know, this is a pretty well-known story. You know, the angel Gabriel comes and appears to Mary and says, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And, you know, Mary is, of course, struck by this. And the angel says that she will conceive and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Our Lady says, "Be it done unto me according to thy will." Right. Her fiat, as we say, her yes to this. Father, what can we learn from this experience of Our Lady to help us to be disciples of the Lord?
Yes, Father Adam. Well, first thing, as we know that the Gospel of the Annunciation comes often in many celebrations dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, we have on primarily on the day of the Annunciation, which liturgically is March 25th. We also have for the day of Mary Magdalene Conception. We have different celebrations. Our Lady of Lourdes, for instance. And now in February, there was the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And but, you know, it's those pages in the Gospel that you can read so many times, but every time there is something new because the Word of God is alive. And you can read the passage of the Annunciation hundreds of times, and every time has something new for you. So, talking about the discipleship of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we see how, okay, the grace of God prepared her for that moment. This is very important because the church is not under our control. St. Paul says very clearly that we are administrators, but we are not the owners. And the great genius Pope Benedict XVI, one day he said as well that sometimes we think that we have control of everything and you forget that he is the Lord, he is the founder. So the grace of God, Mary was conceived without sin. By the way, also other things about the Blessed Virgin Mary, her queenship, her perpetual virginity, everything comes from this scripture passage, which is very rich, but and much more to be explored. But anyways, we see as Mary was preserved from sin to be the mother of the Savior, and in the Annunciation, we see the work of God who prepared this heart. However, Mary's totally open to say with her free will as much she will cooperate or not. And she said, indeed, may your will be done. Mary had questions. Mary asked things to the angel, to the messenger, and he gradually revealed something for her that later Mary pondered. We see in the Gospel of St. Matthew, it's always good to see the synoptics together. Mm-hmm. We see that in different moments when the shepherds went to adore our Lord, and also later when Jesus is already 12 years old, was found in the temple, Mary pondered these things in her heart. Also, Pope Francis said on the day of the Mother of God, the 1st of January of this year, in his homily, he said this for Mary was a habit. So that's why this yes in that moment was fruit of God's grace, also how he prepared Mary and how much she was ready to embrace and willingly she wanted to fulfill what God had for her.
Beautiful. If you're tuning in to us, this is Conversations on Discipleship with your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Father Antonio Carvajal, and we've been talking about Our Lady and her special example, her role as a model for discipleship, and especially in the story in the Gospel of Luke of the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel visits. Now, Father, you really unpacked this story for us. Now, I want to start unpacking your unpacking. You know, if we can do this, so. You know, one of the things that strikes me, the first thing, I think there's about four or five things I'm going to try to drag out of, pick your brain on. So, number one is preparation.
Yes.
So, the Lord prepared Our Lady. We know that she was immaculately conceived. We know that the angel said, full of grace, hail, full of grace. She was prepared for this. The Lord prepares us to be his disciples as well. How are ways in which we are prepared by the Lord to be his disciples?
Yes, if you look at Mary as a model for the church, as mother and model for the church, how can I see this model for me, myself? How can I see in her a model for my life? Well, she was prepared because she listened to the word of God. In the Holy Scriptures, we see the time when Hannah, the mother of Samuel, worshipped the Lord and said, my heart exalts the Lord, my horn is exalting my God. Mary said something similar further during the visitation. Mm-hmm. My soul proclaims the grace of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. But this means what? She had the habit to ponder, to listen before pondering the word of God. So in order to be prepared means how can I understand where I have to go if I don't know where to go. If I've never thought about what I have to do, how can I take my car and drive from the parish to the radio if I have no clue what I have to do in the moment that I'm in the car? So I need a plan, and this plan, well, like this meeting came in our conversation. Okay, yeah. Invited. Thank you for inviting to share these moments. But I knew I had to come and to talk about this thing. So the same thing for our Blessed Mother. She listened. So we too, we need what we discussed previously in other meetings is that we need prayer. We need the encounter. We need to listen. We need to listen, to ponder, and then we can follow the Lord.
Now, that I love that point, because even though the Lord is the creator of the universe, there is a certain sense where he uses the same patterns throughout salvation history.
Yes.
And what we need to do is to be attentive to how the Lord works.
Yes.
Because if we're familiar with how he works, we'll see the patterns in our own lives and before us.
Yes.
You know, it's not as if he does something completely unique.
Yeah.
You know, although in some mysteriously it is completely unique. But there are these patterns. And so Mary's familiarity with the Old Testament was part of her openness to see what the Lord was about and how he was working in her life.
Yes, because we say Mary is a disciple, she's the mother, she ponders in her heart. She, at 12 years old, she was amazed by the words of her son, why did you do this with us? And she said, well, don't you know that I have to care for my father's house, my father's cause? So she was pondering, but later she's a disciple following the Lord. And we see a passage that sometimes we forget, which is the wedding of Cana in Galilee. In that moment, we say, okay, Mary interceded, my son. She turned to the servants and told them, do whatever he tells you. But wait, she wouldn't have asked if she was not first inspired. She's united with the Holy Spirit. She's united with, she embraced the will of the Father. She was moved by God to ask her son to present the problem to her son. And her delicacy is to see the problems of those people. What a beautiful image of discipleship. And also, as we know, the Annunciation, the moment of in Cana of Galilee, we can also say that at the foot of the cross is the faithful disciple who is there in silence. But again, is the person who said yes that was gradually developing her own life, a yes that make her a full disciple for her son. Well, great, and that's why it becomes a major for us as well.
Yeah, great, Father. The idea that, you know, Mary is a model for us in discipleship in her freedom, that freedom which comes from the Holy Spirit and which enables her to respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit in her life. And also, you know, we see this gradual recognition of God's plan that Mary has, that she gradually recognizes God's plan. And with that, her freedom even expands even more. As free as she is at the beginning, that freedom grows. Well, Father, thank you for joining me in this conversation. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Father Antonio Carvajo.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, until next time, peace and all good.